The first time Joe Lima came to Provincetown years ago, he remembers feeling like he'd arrived in another world.
You don't even feel as though you're still on the Cape. You almost don't feel like you're still on this planet.
Now, Lima is the president of PFLAG Cape Cod, an organization that supports members of the LGBTQ community and their families. And even though he's been out and proud for decades, escaping to Provincetown still feels important.
It's really the only time my husband and I will be openly demonstrative, you know, where we might hold hands or kiss each other in public.
This year, many of the spaces where Lima used to go with his husband are closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Also canceled are all the festivities and events that recognize the progress made by the LGBTQ community. Lima says without opportunities to gather in Provincetown, some people, particularly the visitors, lose the one space where they can be themselves.
You know, there are some people who never really are out, but for one day of the year, usually it's the pride festivals or parades, that's when they feel the most comfortable or the most safe to be out in a public setting, because they know that everyone attending these events is supportive or a member themselves of the LGBTQ community.
In many ways, the coronavirus pandemic has created a vacuum in Provincetown. And in that space where there was celebration, there's been an opportunity to reflect.
It's kind of allowed us to maybe slow down a little bit and just kind of shift our attention to other areas that need attention, such as the Black Lives Matter movement or, you know, racial injustice and equality.
In May, more than 100 people in Provincetown took part in a Black Lives Matter protest. At a vigil on McMillan Pier, speakers read off the names of Black men and women killed by police officers. For many, it raised questions about how the LGBTQ community can better support its Black and Brown members.
This conversation is coming at such an important and yet challenging time.
That's Ja D. Williams, executive director of Provincetown's Women of Color Weekend. Women with an X, instead of an E, to include those who don't strictly identify as women. She says between the pandemic and the protests,
folks are sitting in their houses, isolated, you know, ruminating on all of these various layers of emotions. Pride season starts and we're not able to celebrate, and we're still fighting for the fact that we should just even be able to exist safely in the world as Black and Brown people, let alone trying to celebrate our intersectionality.
She says the conversation about intersectionality is shifting in the LGBTQ community and in Provincetown. On a recent weekend trip, Williams said she noticed how many shops and venues in town had signs in support of Black Lives Matter.
And I have never seen that level of solidarity demonstrated so widespread in T-Town in my life. So like a question that I feel like everybody should be asking is, how is this sustained? How does this level of support for solidarity or demonstration, how does this become ingrained and entrenched?
She doesn't have the answer, but says this is where Provincetown could gain something from the pandemic. Inclusivity starts with a moment of pause, and then comes action. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.